Another quick update. You know, there's a lot of important news in the anime industry right now. And that news this morning is Keiji Fujiwara has died at the age of 55 from cancer on April 12th, 2020 is when he died. And I'm just going to run through the list of anime that he's done voice acting in terms of the main characters, support characters, and so on. So there's Gintama, Blue Exorcist, Eureka 7, Iron Man, Avengers, Golden Boy, Granblue Fantasy the Animation Season 2, Fullmetal Alchemist, Grappler Baki, Crayon Shin-chan, Hachimitsu to Clover, Hajime no Ippo, Halo Legends, Hunter x Hunter, Initial D, Hellgirl, Yormungand, Kizuna, Mob Psycho 100, Mobile Suit Gundam, Monster Musume, Motto to Love Ru, The Seven Deadly Sins, Nabari no O, Owari no Seraph, Naruto, ReZero, Prison School, Psycho Pass Season 2, Precure All-Stars Movie DX3, Romeo x Juliet, Senran Kagura, Servamp, Shikugan no Shana, Kenichi the Mightiest Disciple, Shikabanahime Aka, or Corpse Princess in English, Tamako Market, Tiger and Bunny, A Certain Scientific Index, Durarara, Dr. Stone, Laughing Under the Clouds, Dagashi Kashi, Code Geass, Blood Sea, Blood Plus, Blood Lad, Blade and Soul, Black and Cat, Bakano, Bungaku Shoujo, and so many, many, many more shows that he's done. You know, Keiji Fujiwara, the man who died. And he had some more work coming up, but the coronavirus, you know, got in the way of that, as it is with everything. But, you know, on the 12th he died, and he's a legend. I mean, he's known for so many different anime, like I've listed just then. You know, he's known for his support roles, main character roles. He's done it all. So, rest in peace. And this is just another reminder of, you know, why you got to be grateful in life. You got to be grateful for how far you've come, where you are right now, your health, especially. You know, if you're in good health, you've got roof over your head, you can do what you want, relatively speaking. You know, you have your freedom. And you have the opportunity to do better, you know. You got to be grateful for all those things, grateful for your family, the things that you care about and the people that you care about, because, you know, life can sometimes be fragile. So, and especially with all this coronavirus going on, I mean, life can be fragile, as we're seeing. So yeah, make sure you stay safe, stay blessed, check out animemotivation.com, and I'll catch you in the next podcast.